Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
If you're just joining us or you missed a show, all the episodes of The Men's Room available on radio.com. Our question, what was there an awful lot of? 844-999-OLA.
And if you missed it, we had a woman call and she said, man, I'm driving down the road and there's just this crazy number of frogs trying to go to a lake. Well, assume it's mating season or something, but she's driving, doesn't know what else to do, so she just drove over to the one she had to drive over to keep going. And one of the questions we had was like, man, what does that sound like when you're in your car? I mean, is it squishy? Is it, well, we have a couple of people that chimed in. It says, I've driven over frogs like that. Sounds like you're driving on bubble wrap.
Oh, no. No.
Someone entirely different. Someone else says, I've seen that before. It sounds like popcorn.
Okay.
Someone else adds, entirely separate, it does, in fact, sound like bubble wrap. And with regard to the cicadas, the guy says, I was in Japan when the cicadas came out. You had to cover your ears just to walk under the trees because that's how loud they were.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really insane.
What was there an awful lot of? 844-999-OLA. And that buzz doesn't leave for weeks.
No, it's like non-stop. It's like a, what do they call them in the Bible? Plague.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitively a biblical plague. These things come out and everything in that part of the country while they're there revolves around their existence, right? Everything. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hola. Doing well.
So I had one gross story for Mike, but if you've got time, I'd like to tell you my cool story, too.
Well, it depends. If you want to see Mike throw a chair. Go ahead.
Okay. The gross story first. My wife and I were down in our luck, and we needed some time and some money. And so my aunt and uncle said that we could clean their house. So we went in their bedroom, and they had the old school waterbed that the big balloon of full of water is sitting down in this thing. And we pulled it back to change the sheets, and handfuls of roaches.
Oh. We're underneath there because it's warm. They probably had a heater too, right?
Yes. And just inches from all my aunt and uncle's faces would be. And I was so grossed out, and that started my lifelong fear and hatred of roaches.
Do you think that they were sleeping on top of these things every night that they went to bed?
Oh, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Because I knew that they slept in there. My uncle would be in there for hours sometimes, even after my aunt got up. Oh, my gosh, just so gross.
Did it change your perspective of your aunt and uncle after that?
Oh, 100%. From that point on, it was like, oh, my gosh. Because we always had holiday dinners.
I was going to say, especially if they asked to bring a dish of food over. You're like, no. I got all the sides taken care of. Got the main course. You just come on over and bring yourself. What was the other one?
Yeah. The other one is I've lived in the Grand Canyon, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, in the Smoky Mountains. And once a year, every year, you can go down there and see fireflies. And Miles and Thrill, I know you guys are old enough on the East Coast to have seen fireflies. You have never seen as many fireflies as this.
It is incredible.
In Gatlinburg and the Smoky Mountains.
But is it like a mating thing? Or, I mean, like, are they
when
casting
they come
the
out,
full
they
globe?
Come out. Yeah, they're just booming. It looks like you're looking into the stars.
Except you're looking at bugs.
Yeah, but they are at your level, and so you are sitting on park benches and things, and you see all these fireflies, and it's amazing, and they've gotten to the point that you actually have to make reservations for your seats because so many people show up to see the fireflies.
When we were kids, we would take those things and smash them and get the stuff that lit up and then smear it all over our face to freak people out.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
You know,
they still have fireflies.
Yeah.
Ted, you're not old enough to remember fireflies. They all disappeared at that time.
I literally saw them like 4 days ago.
Did you?
I will say, this summer was the first summer I'd been back east in the summer, and I forgot when I saw them. I was like, oh, man, people that live on the West Coast are just missing out.
On the firefly lifestyle.
Right, because you collect them. They don't hurt. They're always dead the next morning in your red cup. But
right. I mean, look, if you have to interact with an insect, I can't think of a better one.
No, it looks awesome.
Kids are cool with them. But, like, look, when the cicadas came on, I always remember this. In Baltimore, everything's a drama. But if you rode the bus in Baltimore, understand it's already a rolling prison riot. Like, you walk on the bus, the volume is 120 decibels, and it is what it is. But I remember you'd get on the bus, and when the cicadas are out, people would see the bus, and you're looking out the window, and it looks like they're getting in the sprint position before you fire the gun, because they want to get on the bus to get away from the cicadas. Now, the key with this, and I learned this in my years in Baltimore, when you get on the bus, make sure no cicada followed you in, because if a single cicada made it on this packed bus with 75 people, the prison riot got worse. People freaked out. People are swinging their purses around. Dudes are just throwing straight up. It looked like there was a massive brawl going on, but people weren't mad at each other. They just need to get this one cicada off the bus.
I think the friendliest approachable bug that most people would agree with as far as, like, no mind, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I can handle this. And we used to just take them and put them on our shoulders and stuff, or praying mantises. Because they look like they look like a little dude, right? They look like a little person. They got a head. They're big.
Mantis.
Oh, yeah. They just sit there with their arms up, you know what I mean? They've got a little claws.
You said this is the one that people...
Oh, you can... Well, you're not supposed to touch them. But you can pick them up and put them on your body, and they'll just kind of hang out on your shoulder. They'll stay there for an hour before they fly off. When they fly off, it looks like an eagle taking off.
I told my one cousin, it's the only time I've seen someone go from being completely normal to going into shock and then going into full panic. He was a child, and it's because of the praying mantis. You were right. I learned in this moment, they will stay on your hip for 45 minutes
while
you lay on the ground screaming, I'm doomed. This is a true thing. My cousin is screaming, I'm doomed. We did not know what this really big bug was, but it was on him. And me and the other guy, Marty, we agreed, like, we're happier that it's on him instead of us. But for 45 minutes, my cousin is sobbing in the middle of a deserted street screaming, I'm doomed. This thing finally takes off from him. We all take off running. It zips around for a bit and lands on him again, lands on his back. And my cousin throws himself in the air, just lands face down on the ground. And a sob. Like, dude went into shock. So no offense, I disagree with you praying mantis.
Okay, well.
The one person I've seen interact with it went into shock, man.
Are the brown ones the same as the green ones?
Well, praying mantis?
Yeah, it looks exactly the same. Yeah. So we had a stowaway coming back from Burning Man. We were like 20 hours away, and this guy, I don't know where the praying mantis came from, but he was in our RV, just kind of sitting there.
What, did you leave him out in a different state?
What happened to him?
Yeah. Well, we pulled over and we put him in like a cup with holes for a couple hours till we found a spot to by a river, and we just went outside.
So you took desert praying mantis and took him into the woods.
Now that I'm saying it sounds bad, but we didn't know he was with us.
You introduced an invasive species.
Right, exactly.
The collapse of the environment.
Probably taking over Oregon. What was there an awful lot of? 844-999-OVER.
Seemed like we were being nice.
Mm-hmm. Look what you've done.
What, should I have brought it back here?
Hello, Autumn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Really, how's it going, guys?
Doing great. We're enjoying your time of the year, Autumn.
Thank you. I made them just for everybody else.
Thank you. Nice work.
Yes. So I have a story about frogs. And actually, I'm from Bend, Oregon.
Hey, am I not kidding about all those kids that invade the town?
That's all year round. I mean, if you don't notice the dogs, there's so many. Everybody has dogs.
Yeah, but they don't have eight of them.
Kids.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Lived there for 30 years. So anyway, I was born in Redmond, Oregon, which isn't too far from Bend. And my mom worked at this little mini mart. I was about maybe 4 or 5 years old. And I remember, and my mom was definitely afraid of frogs. I mean, she's just terrified of them. And I'm sitting on the counter at the store, and all of a sudden, the front windows were covered with frogs that been around the back. They were coming to the store. There were a bunch of them. I mean, just everywhere. Talk about like a plague. I'll never forget. I was sitting on the counter, and I remember thinking, what the hell is going on? So my mom had to call my brother down to help get him out of the store, because they were, so we didn't say, we don't know why they were there or what they were, why, okay. But I'll never forget it. Yep. My mom, and she's terrified of frogs.
That's a dumb thing to be scared of. I mean, I hate to say it like that. But
I don't know why, but she's just terrified of them.
I mean, they're not gorgeous. They're not cute. No, but I mean...
But can you imagine having, like hundreds of frogs everywhere, all over covering the front window of the store were covered up with frogs. The doors, the windows, and they were everywhere.
Look, I'm fine with frogs. That sounds terrifying.
Right. That's weird. Yeah.
Again, sounds like a legit plague. Like, I think that was one of the plagues, was frogs.
Yeah,
like a
horror movie. I think it was, too.
It was.
Yeah.
Was it, like, locust, frogs, were the four, how many, 10? I don't know, but I only remember locusts and frogs.
Yeah, I'm with you. I only remember frogs, because when you read that, when they teach you that part of the Bible, you're just like, wow, that many frogs?
what was there an awful lot of? 844-999-0. The calls have been entertaining today. I'll give it
apparently, that's a real thing where that lady's from.
It seems that way, man. Hello, Erickson. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, guys?
Doing well, sir. Thank you.
All right. So my story involves bees.
Oh, good.
About 15, 16 years ago, my grandfather, he's, you know, a real John Wayne's guy, grew up on a farm and everything like that, kept cows and pigs and horses and whatnot. And so one day we're out in the barn and my sister's riding a horse and I'm watching her and I guess I kicked the side of the barn or something like that. Cause then all of a sudden you hear this low rumble like a thunderstorm and like a black cloud comes out and, yeah, they swallowed me up and I ended up getting stung 79 times.
Jeez.
Damn. How old were you?
So I was probably about 15 at the time.
Okay.
And so my grandfather, who was a medic in World War II, you know, nothing phases this guy. He basically just walks in there, picks me up, and starts, like, pulling these things off of me and, like, walks me into the house. And he's like, brush it off. But then, like, my grandma's freaking out, and she's got, like, talcum powder and whatnot. And
that'll do it.
Running.
How bad did you swell up?
Yeah. I looked like the big giant in the Ghostbusters movie.
I mean, like, did everything swell up? Like, your tongue and everything? I mean, did everything swell up on you?
No, nothing internal, just like external and stuff like that. But needless to say, they had to take me to the hospital because they had to call my mom and she freaked out. Now I have to carry an EpiPen and they basically told me that if I had gotten stung anymore, I probably would have died.
Well, like, doctors say that about everything.
What are they charging you for that EpiPen now?
I think it's like $150 for a refill, but just to get like a full brand new one is like $300.
You know, it used to be like 10 bucks 5 years ago.
Yeah. But there's money to be made. They know you're going to buy it.
Man, oh man. What was there an awful lot of? You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
What was there an awful lot of? And here come those emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Guys, I was on my way back from L.A. I stopped at a gas station in Northern California late at night. I was shocked at the amount of insects on the ground. We can hear the crunching under the tires. Every step I took to the pump killed at least 15 bugs. I like insects, but was quite overwhelmed. It seemed as if the asphalt was moving. Rock on, bitches, that from towns. Guys, in the 80s, my buddies and I used to go to a party under the Kent Narrows Bridge. One random weekend, Jeff and myself, we stuck a half rack of beer and some flashlights in a backpack and hiked down the bluff to the train tracks. We're drinking, smoking weed on the huge rocks along the water that support the train bed and shined our lights out on the water at the passing tugboat. And all we could see were eyeballs, millions of dogfish everywhere, as far as the light beams could reach. They were milling around the rocks right at our feet. We went back the next night, nothing. Not from Bernie the Glass Man.
That's kind of weird.
Guys, like the little sharks?
Yeah, pretty much.
My dad loved when the smelt were running. If you don't know, smelt are little fish like sardines. Dad and my brother would go to a big river with their nets on long handles and hip waders, and they would get hundreds of them. They are tasty fish. That from I Am Margaret. Guys, speaking to kids, my grandpa on my dad's side was the youngest of 25 siblings. I'm originally from Romania, so my grandpa, after surviving World War II, came back and started racing motorcycles, all 5'2" of them. And he opened up a fabric store. When he was born, his oldest brother was 42 with four kids of his own. Again, think about that. When he was born, his oldest brother was 42 with four kids. He had four kids of his own, three girls, and my dad being the youngest.
Good Lord, man.
Any comments?
Mostly people commenting about bugs. A lot of people have their experiences, and lots of people confirming that should you ever drive over frogs, not making this up, it sounds like bubble wrap. A lot of people agreed with that.
I'm excited. Moving on to birthdays, guys. First of all, your show is so entertaining. I can't stop listening to you guys. Keep it up. Today is my daughter Emily's first birthday. So maybe Coach Ted could give her a pep talk on how to sleep through the entire night without waking up. Thank you very much for your time. Regards from Paris, not in Texas. That from our buddy Hilder.
All right, so we need a pep talk for a one-year-old. Let me think back to my old friend, Mr. Brown. Wah, 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 wah.
That's solid advice.
Wah, wah.
Understood every word.
Probably more than this.
Want to say a very happy birthday to my son, Kiddo. He is 9 years old, and he would love to hear a little kid fish sandwich. And uh-oh, look out. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Keep up the great work. That from Chris.
Fish sandwich.
Uh-oh, look out.
Guys, birthday shout-out to Gabby. She's 14 years old. If it wasn't, let's see here. How about if you guys just give her the bagel guy and the wedding puke? P.S. Please don't hate Oklahoma for the morons running that radio station. Thank you, guys. That from Trucker Chris.
Shut your mouth,
Andy. All right, you haven't said it in a while. Boomer Sooner, then.
Today is Corey's 24th. He spends a lot of money on weed and fixing up his 240. But how would the Disney characters like him to spend his birthday money? Thanks, guys. That from James.
Well, gosh, it's obvious. On your birthday, just go give old Gooster your money and I'll make the drug run. Whatever you want, no judgment passed here.
I mean, down in our neck of the woods, when it's our birthdays, that's the time to spend every cent on the best green you can find.
Disney Green, it is the finest.
Yeah, Disney Chronic.
What character in the Magic Kingdom do you think is the one that's got the weed stash?
Probably Dopey, the elf.
It's in his name.
All right.
You ever seen his eyes? He's been hanging out with a chick that's been asleep for years.
He ain't stupid. We call him that because he's packed full of drugs.
The whole thing is weird.
Guys, it's my buddy Jimmy's 28th birthday. Awesome dude, and I'm happy to call him my first real roommate. So how about a big old bong rip and Coach Ted giving him advice on scaring as many kids as possible at Fright Night as he works there. Thanks, guys. Rock on. That from Angry Andy.
Ooh. All right. All right. Jimmy, first of all, happy birthday. Now listen, you gotta scare children. That's part of going and working at a Fright Night. But number two, you gotta scare adults too. I went to a haunt once, got scared so bad it ended a relationship for me. That's the kind of goals you need to set out for yourself, son. Make a grown man so scared that his girlfriend says, I'll find another.
That's brutal. Guys, want to wish our buddy Kylie happy 30-something birthday. We hope your evening is filled with lots of vanilla fortification and brown sugar. So can I get a cut that bitch off next, caller? And the dirty Germans talking about vanilla sex and brown sugar. Thanks, guys. All the love in the world from the Making Bacon Pulling Team.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Yeah, that is how I like it most. I will bring the brown sugar.
Yeah, so you need some vanilla pots. I mean, this is honestly, this is what happens when you get involved with two Germans.
Yeah, we will show up and bring both ingredients.
So you know French vanilla will be there. Maybe we'll bring some black cherry.
Yeah, French vanilla is kind of white, but mostly yellow.
It's not wrong.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm thinking about some delicious vanilla ice cream right now.
My favorite human, Chris's 28th birthday is today, and he would love Coach Ted to tell him how to pound some burgers and crush some beers. Thanks for doing this, guys. That from the lovely Lizzie.
That's a good call. I mean, that's a hell of a birthday. Burgers and beers. First of all, I recommend let's go for numbers. Let's order sliders. I mean, get different flavors of these burgers. Boom, pounded them. Now, when it comes to the beer, get the tall one. They say, oh, do you want the extra one? Like, it's my damn birthday.
I need 9 sliders and the biggest beer you got.
22 ounces.
22 ounces.
With a mug. A
hand. Maybe it's one of those places that's got the 32 ounce mug. You know what? That place also sells burgers. Just go to the Red Robin.
I was wondering when you're going to get there.
I'm like, wait a minute. I'm doing the math. I've been to this heaven.
Onion Ring Tower?
Onion Ring Tower, Clucks and Fries, the whole 9 yards.
How do we not have a sponsorship with Red Rock?
I don't know.
That's amazing. Your salesperson in the house?
Guys, since no one will do a birthday shout-out for me, I shall do it for myself. Maybe we'll do a video for him. That'll get him going. I've been listening to you guys since I was 19. I turned 33 years old today. So please give me a cut that bitch off next caller, a Joey Chestnut, and the Dirty Germans talking about being a bachelor in my early 30s. Thanks, guys. That from Nathan.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, if you're a bachelor in your early 30s, then we also refer to you as a butt harvester.
Yeah, see, this Nathan fella, he's still a bachelor. Sounds like you should host the second annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Nathan's Venus.
Yeah, this is a snap.
Guys, here's my best friend AJ's 35th trip around the sun. We listen to your show every night from our prison cell, as we are both currently incarcerated in Kansas.
That's Quit bragging.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see. Can AJ get some turtle wax, a little turtle sex, and maybe the Dirty Germans talking about doing the wiener tuck dance in prison? Thanks so much, guys. That from Sebastian. He wants a wiener tuck dance.
That's fun.
Yeah, if you do this winner tuck dance, make sure it's for nothing less than 10 cigarettes.
Yeah, see, I had a friend who did some time. It's the same dance I'm thinking about. Good for you. It's a very sly way of doing it if it's not annoying your celly. Seriously, I know a guy that can do that.
It's like a mad skill.
That is crazy.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hello, guys and gal. Today is my 42nd birthday, and I'm sure none of my friends are cool enough to request this. So how about a big old bong rip followed by a couple of thrills gets? Thanks a million, guys. That from White Eagle in Olympia. Guys, birthday shout-out request for Shaner. He is turning 50. He would love a your penis is too small.
Would he?
A shut-your-mouth bagel guy. And the Dirty Germans talking about working construction at the age of 50. That from his friends at Rough Construction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, first of all, I'll be telling you to open your mouth, but I appreciate any man that likes it rough.
Yeah, still working construction. It's his age 50. I bet he's a beast of a man.
Yeah. Calloused hands.
He probably wears many hard hats. So, by the way, have you seen the new look? The construction workers with the hats, the hard hats, would they look like cowboy hats?
No.
Oh, yeah, they're dope.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same, like, material and its safety guidelines, but it looks like a cowboy hat.
Hmm.
I feel like you should be a mascot at a children's restaurant with that.
Bitches, can I please get a birthday shout out for my dad Jimbo? He is turning 60. He could really use a your penis is too small. And the Dirty German's talking about all of his fishing gear. Thanks, guys. That from JR.
Yeah, I don't fish much, but I'm only interested in your pole.
Yeah, so, you know, I used to fish a lot. My favorite thing was the rattle trap. And I guess you could do that tonight to some lady.
Yeah, that's the old rattle trap.
His name was Jimbo. Seems like a shrimp guy.
Yeah, I called him James Bo.
But you're a weedless frog guy.
Nah, I used to work that rattle trap, Miles. You know me. Let's stay active.
Zap, zap. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Y'all's Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
A couple of extras. We're talking about Alex Trebek and his health issues and maybe taking some time away from Jeopardy. Who would be a good person to possibly get in there and step in and take that job?
Steve Harvey, which would be ridiculous, but he hosts everything. Michael Strahan, we had Tyson. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
Guys, in regards to the new host, how about Will Ferrell? He would do an excellent Alex replacement. SNL all over again, and there needs to be a guest episode that brings the real Sean Connery. Keep up the great work, guys. That from Cyrus. Another one, LeVar Burton. Everyone grew up with Reading Rainbow, then Star Trek. Smart and funny. And one more email. A guy is listening about the story of what was a brilliant idea. This takes place in British Columbia, probably about 15, playing hockey in a tournament up there at the end of the second day. About 5 p.m. to our next game tomorrow at 10 a.m. That meant the entire hockey team had a whole day of shenanigans. I decided to go see a movie. But my teammates made a trip to the dollar store, and they ended up buying rat traps, those glue ones we were talking about earlier that stick to everything, right?
Right.
At that time, I had a pretty decent beard grown in. When I walked into the hotel lobby from the movie, they saw me and called me over, me being the brilliant kid. I went over and allowed them to stick it to my face for $5 per person. Six people there made $30. Lasted for about 5 seconds against my cheek. Then I tried to pull it off. It gooped off, and now I have rat trap glue all over my beard. They sent me off to one of our teammates' room to try to scrape it off. I walk in, this kid, he looked at me like I'm the biggest dumbass on earth. He was correct. Anyway, sticks me in the shower, sits me down, flips out a switchblade, tries to scrape the glue off my face. 30 minutes later, knife is gunked. I have tiny cuts on my face. We made zero progress. Turns out this trip was more of a mom's trip with her sons, and our coaches didn't shave. So I asked for a razor and some shaving cream from one of my teammates' mom. She handed me a sparkly pink razor and strawberry-scented foaming cream. I shaved the half of my face that did not have the glue, then began looking for solutions to get the glue to dissolve. Well, my mom had the brilliant idea of using nail polish remover. Without thinking, I soak a rag of remover in a bowl and slap it on my face. The same face with 100 tiny little cuts from the switchblade an hour before this. I screamed like a newborn after holding it to my face for a few seconds. Eventually, I managed to bite my tongue through the pain, rubbed off the glue, and finished shaving my face. That was the first time, guys, that I have ever shaved with a razor. $30 and lost my dignity for the evening. Rock on, guys. That from Professor Ass.
Now, the men's room wants to know...
Who sucks last? Tina Corhill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some degree. It's up to us to determine which of these three stories suck the least. Now, if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and you like the Men's Room on Facebook, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yeah, and this week, these are not the worst people in the world, but they're just dumb. They just make me mad. So the way to break it down, we have a man in Louisiana who essentially owned up to a stereotype that, Miles, you and I tell anyone who's willing to listen, he proved our point. We have another woman who will be competing with him. In this case, let's just say she tried to throw family under the bus, even though if you're going to take the time to lie to police, trying to come up with a believable one. And then finally, we have someone who basically proves the point that something, if you're going to break into someone's house, it might be less offensive to actually to steal something. But we will start in Louisiana. And Miles, as we've always said, if you see a grown man on a one-speed bike, that dude has drugs on him. I don't care where you are. If he's not riding his kid's bike to show him something, if it's a grown man on a one-speed bike, he has drugs. We go to Thibodeau, Louisiana, where 29-year-old Chaz Azini, he was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of crack cocaine, less than 28 grams, still a felony, possession of methamphetamine, and resisting an officer. Oh, and he also got cited because he didn't have lamps on the particular bicycle he was on. So shortly after midnight, officers for the police department, they're patrolling when they see Chad, and he was observed riding the bike with no lighting. Now, upon making contact with him, he became nervous, started yelling profanities. Well, an investigation led to officers searching him, at which time they found a glass smoking pipe containing cocaine. They also found the methamphetamine, several bags of more meth, and several more bags of crack cocaine. Now, they were able to recover the drugs that he tried to discard, and eventually he was placed in jail, where he remains on about a $10,000 bond. The bike he was on, this is at midnight, he has drugs on him, he was riding a tricycle. It makes me angry. Now we continue. And like I said, if you're going to lie to the cops, try to come up with something more believable. In this case, we go to Arkansas, where a woman told police her brother fed her a methamphetamine sandwich. Well, she's been arrested along with her brother after police found copious amounts of drug paraphernalia in the car. She and her brother, they were pulled over in Hot Springs, Arkansas, because a police officer caught them pulling out of a parking lot without any headlights on, kind of like our friend on the tricycle. Officer approached the vehicle. It became suspicious because he could smell the weed that they'd been smoking, and they were moving, as they say, in a suspicious manner inside the vehicle, trying to hide their drugs. At this point, another cop shows up. They start searching for illegal items inside of the car. Eventually, they're placed under arrest. So the police, they recovered meth, large number of alcohol swabs, medical supplies, glass smoking pipe. But when they got to the detention center, that's when the woman failed a field sobriety test and refused to submit to a chemical test. Because, as she said, her brother had fed her a meth sandwich. And she thought he'd also put meth in her drink earlier that evening. It should be noted, both of them were high on meth. If you see their mugshot, there is no doubt about this. And now we go to Pennsylvania. This one just makes me angry. Authorities say a Pennsylvania homeowner, he hears someone singing inside of his home, right? He grabs his gun, goes downstairs, and there's someone broke into his house in the kitchen. What makes this particular person interesting, they were not stealing anything other than chugging out of his gallon of milk. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. And again, he was singing. And he was doing it naked. The man's name has not been released. Authorities have not even filed a charge against him so far, but they say an investigation is ongoing.
He's sleepwalking.
He's not sleepwalking.
He's sleepwalking naked, and he went to get some milk.
Into somebody else's house.
When I sleepwalk...
Have you gone into a neighbor's house?
No, but I have sleepwalked naked and drank milk.
Look, this is what I'm going to say about that. If you have a gun and you pull it out because you feel that someone's in your home, I assume you're also the type of person that locks your door. Right?
You would hope
like
so.
If you're worried about someone breaking in your house, you take the first precaution, which is the lock. This guy was not sleepwalking. But anyway, there you have it, man. Look, these people aren't terrible, but you have a man on a tricycle carrying drugs. It makes me mad because he's that stupid. You know, the woman who failed her field sobriety test in Arkansas, she's saying it's because her brother, who got arrested with her, fed her a methamphetamine sandwich. And then we have the you get a break in my house, steal something, I feel less offended, but instead you get naked and drink my milk. Mm-hmm.
It was like, it was a real tricycle, right? It wasn't like a big wheel.
No, this was in fact a children's tricycle.
It was a children's tricycle.
I think this, the two people who are smoking meth and driving, they could injure somebody. They didn't have their lights on, they pull out.
Then she, neither did a tricycle guy.
Then she throws her brother underneath the bus. Well, I don't really think you're going to hurt somebody with a tricycle. As much as an automobile. And then she goes and throws her brother under the bus. He's already in trouble anyway. So I think...
You think milk guy sucks the least.
You broke into someone's home.
No, I think the guy in Louisiana on the tricycle with the Coke and the meth sucks the least.
All right, I just saw a Pennsylvania naked guy drinking milk, and I was like, this could be Miles. I was going to back it and be like, he sucks the least. Nah. Now look, it's a breaking and entering, but he's just drinking milk.
He doesn't know he's singing. Right? Obviously, he's out of it because he's alerting the homeowner to the fact that he's there. I really think he was just sleepwalking naked. That's why he hasn't been charged with it.
Yeah, he's just a guy, naked.
I said tricycle guy. He's an idiot, no doubt. But okay. Like, you're in my house naked drinking my milk, man.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. The debate continues. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook on Who Sucks Less. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
In 4 minutes, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. But first, time for the word. And as they always do, Merriam-Webster just announced the 533 new words that they are adding to the English dictionary. And as always, it's pretty clear, we are not contributing great things to the English language in this day and age at all.
You realize the English language, more than any other language on, we have the most words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Already. We average about 1 million. Most other languages average about 400,000.
But here's what they've added as of this year, okay? And we've heard most of these. Dad joke.
Love them.
Dad joke, a wholesome joke of the type said to be told by fathers with a punchline that is often an obvious or predictable pun or play on words and usually judged to be endearingly corny or unfunny.
Or unfunny.
There you go.
Okay.
There's the dad joke. Okay, how about an escape room? We know what an escape room is, right?
I do.
That's a game in which participants confined to a room or other enclosed settings are given a set amount of time to figure out a way to escape or discovering hidden clues and solving a series of puzzles or of riddles to get that done. Next on the list of new words, that would be vacay. We know that it's a vacation.
Come on.
Inspo.
Inspirational?
Got some inspiration from that. Deep state. How do we define deep state these days?
The FBI.
an alleged secret network of especially non-elected government officials operating extra-legally to influence and enact government policy.
Yeah, we call them lobbyists.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, like, my lobbyists? God, that's what that is.
And how about Stinger? Do we know what a Stinger is?
Like, regarding football, I got a
Stinger is, it's a short scene that appears during or after the closing credits of a movie or TV program.
Also known as a sting.
Now we move on to the world of political correctness, and politically correct phrases just don't tend to roll right off the tongue. But the city of Berkeley, California, they have decided to ban gendered words from the city codes.
What?
The two examples they gave are manhole and manpower. Those will be replaced with maintenance hole and human effort.
Stop.
So instead of manhole, it'll be maintenance hole, and instead of manpower, it will be human effort. Berkeley is one of the more progressive cities in the country, of course, and their city council says, quote, a male-centric municipal code doesn't reflect the reality of the city of Berkeley, California.
Robin, let me ask, you ever been offended that a manhole is called a manhole and not been more inclusive? It's not like a manhole is some glamorous thing.
No, you guys can have it.
Yeah, it's yeah. It's the place that goes to the sewer.
You guys can have that. It's
like,
fun.
You can call it a woman hole if you want.
You guys the holes that go to sewer places. Take it. Have it. It's all yours.
And one more interesting nugget here, and this goes back to Merriam-Webster, but it was a debate that took off, and people are having a difficult time with this, like pecan and pecan. All right?
Well, you corrected me.
How would you say this?
Ah, crap. Worcestershire.
Worcestershire?
Oh, it's Worcestershire.
It's Worcestershire. All right.
So, or what's this here?
Yeah. Worcestershire sauce, it caused a big debate. According to the dictionary and dictionary.com, the correct pronunciation is Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. It is Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Now, that's according to dictionary.com. According to Merriam-Webster, there are two pronunciations. That would be Worcestershire and Worcestershire.
Yeah, I mean, most people, like, look. Here's the thing about the dictionary, though, right? They put these words in because that's what we've all been saying, right? Stinger, all the rest of the crap. So if everyone says, like, Worcestershire...
They don't. They say Worcester.
Who the says majority, Worcester?
The majority of people...
Really?
...who want to pronounce Worcestershire or Worcestershire say Worcester.
All right, now let me ask you what you think about this.
Those people are just dumb.
Is it because they're reading it when they say it? Because, like, if you read it, everyone slows down because no one's quite sure how to say it. But if I'm at a restaurant and they offer it... You just say, yeah, I'll take some Worcestershire, or however you say it.
Mm-hmm. Also, add some to your Bloody Mary. It'll taste better.
Thank you,
so,
Ted.
As they're discussing this, they go on to one more thing. And they say, look, if someone calls you out on this, I would recommend deflecting the conversation to another sauce. Did you know it's technically called Sriracha?
Sriracha?
Sriracha. Not Sriracha.
Sriracha?
It's Sriracha. Sriracha.
I wonder if we just say Sriracha.
So if you want some Sriracha sauce, it's not Sriracha.
But no. I refuse to do... Look, Chef Boyardee was Chef Boyardee. This was a human being. He never corrected anyone.
Again, the correct pronunciations, Worcestershire and Sriracha.
Sriracha.
Just so you know, they're on the word. All right, Wobbin, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! Tequila! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unidentified couple from somewhere. I say this because this story was essentially posted yesterday on Lad Bible Facebook, okay? But I enjoy the story. It is the couple's wedding day. This is the moment that they have been waiting for. Everything is in place, and now we are at the part where we all must rise because the bride is going to walk down the aisle. And walk down the aisle she did, looked beautiful, looked stunning in her wedding dress. And there she is, the groom waiting for her at the altar. And when she shows up at the altar, he even has a little tender moment and he tells her, "You look amazing." Which is a very kind thing to say.
Absolutely. You look amazing.
You look amazing.
I can't believe they pulled your hair back so far that your face looks like it's popping out of it.
It's kind of like you got Botox, mm-hmm. but you didn't. It's just your hair is so tight. Actually, he just said, "You look amazing." And you go, "Oh, that's so cute." And then she whispers back, quote, "I took a really big dump right before I came down the aisle." He answers with, "What the hell is wrong with you?" And the reason he said this, because even though she was whispering, she forgot one important detail about making the statement, which is he was wearing a microphone, and the videographer, hence everyone else, heard the entire exchange. So you have now walked up to the altar. This is right before they're about to get into the part you're supposed to see.
The most important day of my life, but I'll say that.
I don't have a problem with her saying it. I think that's great. I like the honesty. It's just, oh, baby, you look amazing. Thank you. I took a really big dump right before I came down the aisle. And that is recorded for the rest of history in her wedding video that I'm sure that they will never show anyone. That's the one benefit to the whole thing. You'll never have to watch her wedding video.
She took a really big jump. She did. It makes you feel better. That's the couple that should be married.
You should be married if you're that comfortable telling them that in that moment. He didn't care that she did that. He only cared because it was caught on tape. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.